All right. Well, good morning. I'm going to invite some people to this here real quick. And, you know, I can't even believe I have to talk about this, to be honest with you. I mean, that we're even having this discussion in today's world, I guess we live in. It's really sad. I know this article that I'm going to bring you is from Britain. Sermon Audio had posted this article, so I figured I would, that if it was important enough for them to post it, then it should be important enough for us to talk about it a little bit and have a frank discussion about it here online. It's insanity to me, to be honest with you. It's absolute insanity to me that you would have to have a discussion like this about, you know, this topic. But nevertheless, it is part of what's going on today in our world. And I'm just going to read this article a bit for you. And by the way, liberals are idiots. I'm sorry, but liberal people are just the dumbest people in all of the world. I don't think that you can find any more or any worse people in the world than brainless liberals. It is impossible to fathom the stupidity of these people. Okay, and you know what? I'm gonna touch on some things that might make you mad, and you may disagree with me, and that's fine. We could have a discussion about that. We could have a discussion as to why you would disagree with this. But let me just tell you something. Point number one, if you give, hello Joy, point number one, if you give a grade school child an iPhone and hand them that and just send them off to school with an iPhone, you really do need some help in your brain, okay? Hi, Tracy. How are you? You really do need some help, because you shouldn't be giving a child a cell phone like that has access to the entire world, and anything that they can accidentally type, anything that they can put on that is going to go – it's going to defile them, like, immediately. You have to have rocks up there in your head to think that's okay. You might as well send them to the local sex shop and have them pick up a Playboy for you. You might as well just be doing that, because that's what you're doing. Or pick up some porn movies for you, because that's what you're doing when you hand a child, a grade school child, an iPhone. Grade school child, an iPhone like that. It is absolute insanity to do that. I think you have no discernment. Like, who's the parent? Who's leading that home? Is it you or is it your child? Oh, my child wants it. Hey, kids want a lot of things. Don't you remember being a kid and you had this dad that said no? And this mom that said no, you're not. No, you're not getting that. Okay, I'm sorry, but you're not getting that. Or you can be like me and say, no, I'm not sorry. You're just not getting it. You're not getting it. You don't need it. Okay, so having said that about that, let's move on to the real topic here: primary school porn epidemic in Britain. Seriously, I never would have thought in a million years that a 5-year-old, a 6-year-old, little boys and girls sexting? Sexting? Listen to this. This is from the Telegraph. .co.uk, whatever, some Britain thing. Anyway, an epidemic of pornography is sweeping through Britain's schools, with children as young as 5 being expelled for sexual misconduct. 5! Thousands of pupils have been either permanently or temporarily excluded over the past 4 years for sexual misdemeanors, including watching pornography or sharing indecent images, according to figures obtained by the Press Association. Now listen to me, I'm going to tell you something. I don't know what public school policies are in America, but I can't imagine being any better. If anything, it's probably worse. You're sending your phone, your child to, here's your phone, just get on the bus. First of all, I hate public school. It's absolutely satanic, but that'll make people mad, I'm sure. But that's okay. But here, you hand them this phone. Go ahead, get on the bus. Dude, I remember what public school was like when I was a kid, how bad, how absolutely wicked it was, and how I got exposed to every wicked thing in the world with the bus. But if you would have put me with this on a bus as a lost kid with other lost kids, oh, I'm telling you, I'd have been looking at every evil thing you could have showed me, and I would have lapped it up. Data released by the Department of Education showed more than 800 school children have been excluded for sexual misconduct since 2013. The number of senior school students over the same period of time was 8,000. Charities warned that schools should prevent harmful sexual behavior among children by teaching them about consent. You think that's going to help? Seriously, that's your answer? Teach them about consent? No. Number one, don't give them a stupid phone to do that with. Number two, why do your children have that so they could show their bodies off? And where is their mindset? What are you letting them watch on television? What videos? And these people talk about this, but you're putting videos, perverted things in front of them, movies, all kinds of sexual content in front of them constantly on television. You got Disney promoting all the wickedness that's on there. What do you think these kids are going to do? Their whole life is sexualized. It's leading them to that, like, right away. By giving the children the right information, we could teach them how to treat others and how to know when something is not right. How about abstinence? I should have to teach a five-year-old abstinence. I mean, it's not proper to touch boys and girls to touch. I mean, that kind of thing is very simple to teach your children, okay? The spokesman said that the school curriculum should be updated to teach children about the dangers of sexting and online porn. Really? It must be dragged to the 21st century. It must be consistent. Schools said children should be censured under the term sexual misconduct for a range of issues, including sexual abuse, assault, bullying, graffiti, harassment, and lewd behavior. Other examples including holding, distributing, or requesting indecent images. So they're going to, like, kick kids out of school because a five-year-old gets an indecent image? Are you stupid? Are you absolutely dumb? Like, a five-year-old can discern that garbage. That's why you people should not be teaching children. Because you don't even understand the difference in, like, a little five-year-old not understanding the consequences for those types of actions. Has no clue. You've put them in a different world, and you're training them about sexual misconduct and sex, period. And also, that they shouldn't be even trained on that stuff. It's just ridiculous. This is why homeschool should be done. That's right, Joy. It is why. Sarah Green, co-director of the End Violence Against Women Coalition, said End Violence Against Women? Why don't you start with the perverted sexual videos you people always put up in your movies and in your rap videos, your rock videos, and all your other garbage that's out there? You don't ever talk about that stuff, the entertainment you push in front of people, and then wonder why they act like their favorite rock stars, movie stars, pop stars, all that stuff. They reenact those same things that are put in front of them. It's absolute stupidity. Javon Khan, chief executive of the Children's Charity, said that often children who sexually harm others have experienced some form of sexual abuse and trauma. They need special support to help them recover and understand why their behavior is harmful. Well, I understand that some of them have been harmed like that. But the point is that why would you send a child to school? Or you know what? You need to think about it. If you're putting your child in public school, do you understand that it's not your child that you have to really be concerned about the most? It's what they're being exposed to by other children. that you have no control over, that you have no idea what they're doing, what they're texting, what they're sexting, what they're talking about, what they're teaching. You say, well, I trust my child. Well, you're stupid. You're dumb because you trust the devil. You trust people that are going to put – children are taught discernment. Read the book of Proverbs. Children are taught discernment. They're taught how to discern. They don't know how to discern things. That's why you charging a five-year-old with sexting is stupid. That is dumb. What does a five-year-old understand about that? Nothing. You teach them right and wrong, and you keep them away from situations that can harm them like that. What's the point? The point is this. The Bible has the answer. The Bible has the answer. The Bible says, my son, give me thine heart. The Bible has the answer. You and I are supposed to train up a child in the way he should go. When he is old, he will not depart from it. We need to keep our children away from wickedness. Come out from among them and be ye separate, thus saith the Lord God. Touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. God said he'll be a father unto us, and we shall be children of the Most High. Listen, you can't. You can't. I don't know what your sister or your situation is, Brother Jeremiah. You'd have to refresh my memory. I'm not sure I understand what you're talking about there, your situation and what you're dealing with specifically. But, you know, if you're talking about a mixed relationship as far as a blended marriage type situation where the child is under the father's authority, it's a very difficult one. I did preach on that. You can go back and listen to a sermon series I did on divorce and remarriage and the struggles and the trials that come up with that. I did preach on that, and I did preach on the sorrow in the flesh that comes from that, because there is a lot of variables that come into that where you don't have the same authority and everything, you know. But these teachers can't even be trusted in these public schools today. I mean, it's awful. We're seeing the rise of this perversion and of children and everything else. You got to try to trap that guy and get the proof on him that you need and turn that evidence in and try to sue and try to get your child back, Jeremiah. That's about all you can do with that situation. There's not a whole lot you can do about it. It's unfortunate that when a divorce and remarriage happens and the wicked one gets the custody of the child, it's very difficult. There's not a lot of options that you do have, but pray, and pray for the opportunity. I know people that have waited many years, and finally they got the opportunity. You know, well, use it against him. If he's been arrested, keep pushing it. Keep pushing it, keep pushing it, keep pushing it as best you can. And, and file the right paperwork that the child's endangered being with a drug addict. And you need a good attorney that knows how, that understands that. I'm not a lawyer. I can't give legal advice, but I can tell you that that's the best way to handle that. You need to be careful about what you're allowing your children to do and where you're putting them, okay? And, I mean, man, don't let them play around with kids that have phones and all this stuff by themselves. You say, oh, that's just terrible. I can't believe you have that standard. Yeah, I do. You know, I do have that standard. And I believe you should have it too, biblically, that we should be watching our own children, that we are the primary teachers of our own children, okay? We are, and we need to watch our children and protect them. Listen, if you come across this and you're not saved, I've got good news for you. You may be a wicked, hellbound sinner that's been into pornography and all kinds of wickedness. Maybe you have been. But listen to me. You can be saved. You can be forgiven of your sins, and you can be cleansed of your unrighteousness. Maybe you've been a child and you've been defiled by looking at things like this. Well, you know what? Ask God to forgive you. Come to the Lord Jesus Christ, ask for forgiveness of sins. Jesus will abundantly pardon. He will forgive your sins and he will cleanse you of your unrighteousness. Come to him and ask him for forgiveness of sins. And repent and put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ, because Jesus died on the cross for sinners, and he was buried, and he rose again the third day. The answer is not this absolute liberalism, this absolute ridiculous, let's try to study the psychosis, teach them sex education, that's going to help them. No, that's what's perverted them. They've had that stuff put in front of their faces all the time. teach children what's right and wrong with proper touch and all that stuff. I understand all that, but the point is, don't put that wicked stuff in front of them. And know where your children are. Don't pass off your children to people that you can't possibly trust. If you look at it this way, with public schools, this is how I look at public school. And I understand that's Britain and they have different laws, but here in America, we still have the right to do that, the ability to do that. Here's the difference. You know, you would never send your children off with complete strangers and let them watch them, yet with public school, you do it all the time. And you're trusting the fact that they won't harm you, that your children won't be harmed by the conduct of other children and by the conduct of those teachers and by the philosophies that those people are teaching them. Now think about that for a minute. And think about it. Is the sacrifice worth it? A lot of times if you keep mom home, she can parent the, she can teach the children, homeschool the children. And dad can be the provider. And you can have a family that is clean and separated from the world. I'm just warning you, it's a good warning, but this is what's coming here. Five-year-old kids in pornography. Don't give your kids cell phones. Don't give them that unfiltered access to the internet, that ability to go anywhere they want to and say, I trust them. I don't trust sin nature. And you shouldn't either. The internet is a flood of perversion, spiritually, physically, sexually, all of it. Homeschool your children, it's worth it. You'll never regret it. You'll never go back and say, I wish I would have had a career. Not when you see your children turn out for the Lord. You won't say that. Your children are your career if you're a mom. They are your duty to raise in the nurture and admonition of the Lord and to take care of your husband. Amen? So those are your duties. Take care of your husband first and raise and guide the children. You are raising the next preachers, teachers, physicists, presidents, whatever the case may be. You are raising them, okay? You are raising them as a mother. Just remember that, you know? Just remember that. You are raising the next generation of those people. More preachers had a godly mother. That's how they came out. That's how they were able to preach the Word of God and were trained in the righteous ways of the Lord Jesus Christ. Just remember those things today, please. Have a good day.